Oh, it's great to have you with us. I tell you what, the McCafe menu's locked and loaded. It is the fourth day of July. It's a Monday. Jaden Short's going to join us, the Tigers. Are they making the competition interesting? Adam Thompson, who's he, you might ask. We kicked 33 on the weekend, if you don't mind. That's right, 33 goals. The playing coach for Gol Gol. I want to ask Bucks whether he set that game up for himself or not. We're just going to give him a call and have a chat and see what it's like to kick 33 in a game. Brett Phillips with Wimbledon in full swing. The buck stops here. And most importantly, your calls and text messages. Love to hear from you. Massive weekend in sport. Footy's just pumping along. The netball was on. The cricket has been decided. The first test. Australia beat England in the rugby. Anything at all you want to have a chat about, we're very, very happy to engage with you. Welcome, Bucks.
G'day, Gaz. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good. Big weekend. Massive weekend.
It was pretty big, wasn't it?
Didn't know where to look.
Plenty going on.
Sport everywhere. Everywhere.
We were talking just off, just before we came on about Nick Kyrgios. He's a
tennis.
Very interesting dude, isn't he?
Well, that's one way of describing him.
Super talented.
One way of describing
him. We in the media, I just said we. Do you hear me? Just said we in the media.
It's only taken you 17 weeks, correct. But you've now embraced us.
We don't want robots, but no. Then when we get blokes that that are nearly the antithesis of the robot, we can become critical. He's not doing himself any favours, is he?
Alex Dimonor is nearly a robot.
He is.
Everyone's pretty happy with him.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. But he's even when he wins, he just puts noses out of joint, left, right, and centre.
People who, long time listeners of our program, will know my thoughts on him. I don't
focus on it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I understand why people do, but he's not for me anyway. So, I'd rather focus on Dimonor and the way he plays.
Well, the Aussies are doing real well.
Yeah.
Well, we thought that Ash Barty sort of stepping out was going to be, we were going to miss that, and we do, because you can't take that for granted. A number one in the world and as consistent and as humble as she was to step out as a young woman and then to come back in and go even better.
Yep.
Like that, they're great stories. And it's as much as we like to see our sports people succeed, we do like to see them go about it the right way, don't we? And we carry a certain pride in a person who's grown up in our nation and carries themselves in a way that we are proud of. But the flip side is
also we also allow for, well, I do anyway, allow for dummy spits. I understand the emotion. I understand dummy spits. I understand you're going to have bad moments and you'll be a bad sport. Oh, I understand all that. It's just when it becomes just a recidivist over and over, and the hypocrisy, on the one hand calling for respect and the other hand spitting it, in the direction of someone and then telling some lady she's old and can't say, all of this crap.
I was running along the past Kooyong, so yeah. where St. Kevin's is, there's that path underneath the highway, and just looked across it. Look at Kooyong. You remember? Wow, the Australian Open used to be played there.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not sure. I just remember Pat Cash days. Like, I just thought, my God, this bloke,
Mats Wilander,
he was a rock star, wasn't he?
Johan Kriek
and Mikael Pernfors. Davis Cup tie was played at Kooyong.
Went forever.
They used to have
ridiculous
matches. But when you're walking along there and you think, that's where the Australian Open was played, right there, like when it was grass. That was the
when Phil Dent was doing his best work.
Oh, my God.
Your best memories of Kooyong, send them through. We'd like to hear from them.
Pat Cash was the bomb. And then Rafter came soon after. Like, we always had, for a little country, we just
punch
had guys that would just push through. And
great history, storied history in tennis, of course, with the great Rod Laver. And then from that point forward, we always had great tennis players on the world stage. So, and also, Wisp always talks about concerts that he used to go to at Kooyong. You would have been too young.
No, that, I didn't. No. Did you go to concerts at Kooyong?
I never went to concerts, but he did.
Kooyong.
Who did he say was at Kooyong? Anyway, someone will tell us out there. Big concert to Kooyong. Just on, you're talking about Ash Barty, and whilst I was couch surfing on Saturday, just flipping around, and Sunday, she, whilst Wimbledon was on, she's a defending Wimbledon champion, she was playing golf. She was playing golf in this tournament. I don't know where it was. I think it might have been the States. They're called the Icons of Sport. Mm. So they had, you know, sporting superstars from a whole different range of sports playing in this America versus rest of the world series. It was fascinating.
On the TV?
Oh, yeah. No, it was huge. It was Ricky Ponting played. Ricky okay. Ponting played. Harry Kane played. A whole host of Ben Roethlisberger played. Ash was the only.
And how'd it look?
Oh, it's magnificent. Like, really? They could all play. Like, they were all serious players. Ash was playing off the men's, well, I don't know if there's a men's tees, but they all played off the same tees. She played against this massive guy. He was an NFL player, Whittington, I think his name was. And I don't know if she won in the end, but she was playing some great golf. It was great to watch.
I had this idea, a business idea, way back when. Like, Ned had only just started, and myself and Paul Williams thought that we wanted to start this concept where the best athletes in all of the sports around Australia played against one another at different sports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were trying to put all of that together. It went nowhere, but we're trying to work out what stage of the year was where the schedules would allow that, film it for 2 or 3 weeks, potentially get everyone up there at massive cost. Mm. Like, when you did the sums, the idea was great, but when you did the sums, it didn't quite come through for the broadcasting at that time. You weren't able to get enough.
There's been the Olympics of, like, back in the day, it was an AFL footy. I know this is where you and I are of a similar ilk, right? Although I'm much older than you, but this is where the Wisp comes into his own.
No, they used to have
the AFL Olympics, the VFL Olympics, where they used to run against each other.
And do bench press and all that stuff.
It was bench press. Might have been. Then again, I again appeal to our great audience, because Ronnie from Romsey's rang in about Kooyong. G'day, Ron.
Hey, guys. G'day, Bucks. So, you're talking about Kooyong.
Yeah.
I saw Led Zeppelin live at Kooyong in 1972.
Wow. It was packed to the rafters, Ronnie.
I think it fitted 5,000. It was good. Billy Thorpe was sitting near us, and it was fantastic. One of the best bands I've ever seen in my life.
Good on you, Ronnie. Thanks for that. Steve's in Croydon North. Memories of Kooyong, Stevie?
In the late 80s, David Bowie had a concert there.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, and I think these are all the big guns used to come.
Well, there's another one here, Midnight Oil, are saying.
Yeah. Hunters and Collectors.
Harlem Globetrotters at Kooyong. Hey, talking about David Bowie, if you like when he passed, a couple of his like video interviews came. I went that deep dive through YouTube, whatever. David Bowie, and found some vision of different interviews that he'd done.
Yeah.
Some of the way his philosophy in terms of creativity, going to the edge of your capacity and sort of testing yourself, getting out of your comfort zone.
What, chemically induced?
Well, probably. Probably. But there's gold in everything about, like, just those creative performers, the people that do, men and women who do things slightly differently, and then they're able to tap into the heart of others. It's pretty special. But what about like as an intimate venue? I've never been to Kooyong
I went to watch some tennis there.
Really?
Right, because I used to have this tournament played before the Australian Open, and my mate Billy Tyson was the head of Deodora. They used to sponsor it, so all the big guns used to go in there and play. It was like not a serious tournament, but
hunters and collectors.
They used it as a warm up. I'm telling you a good story. You're still reading them off the.
No, I am listening. They used it as a warm up. So the Kooyong Classic was going even, but then people stopped wanting to play it. They didn't think it was a great lead in for the Australian Open.
Well, no, they ended up changing. So they got the same surface and everything else, because it used to be on, I think it was on grass. And then it was still used. And I don't know why it stopped in the end. Hey, I had this other ramble thing I wanted to talk to you before we get stuck right into it. Do you know what the date is?
Yes.
What is it?
So July the 4th.
What is that?
Is it Guy Fawkes Day?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you your memories of, did you used to have Cracker Day?
Yeah.
Like Guy Fawkes is a very American thing, of course, July 4th, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But we used to have, I remember crackers when I was a young kid, like not for a long, long time, but a bonfire with some good penny bungers. Give us your best cracker stories out there. There would have been some horrific stories.
Do you think of a person? Like, when it comes to crackers, do you think of a person? Because I have a person in my mind. The last time that crackers have been, like, thrown under toilet doors and stuff
all
like
that. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to drop
my guy.
Yeah, go on.
My guy is Anthony Rocker.
Oh, Anthony Rocker.
He's a pest.
More recent, like
he's
recent.
A pest.
Where did he get crackers from? They're illegal.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I don't know. He must have head down to Chinatown, grabbed himself a bag full of crackers, and then for the next 2 weeks, he was just a pest.
What, you'd just be sitting on the toilet and want to come under the...
Bang. And he just could not, like, he was like a big kid. He just could not stop himself. He would throw it in, and then you'd just hear him belly laugh for the next 2 minutes. But he was no good.
The fight, like a big bonfire was massive back in the day. And then you just stood around and you just watch things go bang and get a couple of those ones that shoot into the sky and then you just walk off.
It was
burned down a few houses.
About 4 or 5 years ago, a mate of mine, it was after New Year's. It was about 2 or 3 days after New Year's. And these, the biggest firecrackers I reckon I've ever seen. I followed him around. He let one off at one park and then we got kicked. He got kicked out of there and then went to another park. Oh, no, they're the biggest, loudest things I've ever seen. Yeah. It was wrong. I think he would have got in trouble. But
actually, that happened to us way back in the day. We used to have a mate who come to our beach house one day on New Year's Eve, and then we had little kids, so he couldn't really go anywhere. And I thought he kind of sent them off in the backyard. I thought they were just going to go pop. It was like New Year's Eve in Sydney Harbour. I was thinking the whole police force is going to come charging down on us.
I know that, and there's something in you though. Like, if it was a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
just start laughing. That's what Pebs do.
Then you start panicking, things going to land on someone's house, going to burn their house.
If it goes sideways and heads horizontal, that's no good.
Guy Fawkes is English, is that right? Well, what's July the
4th? Guy Fawkes is November 5, is it? Oh, there you go.
Well, what's July 4th?
July 4th is.
I thought that was a cracker day.
Is that Independence Day, is it?
Do they not have crackers on Independence Day? What are you laughing at? Dunstall? Don't just sit there and laugh. Do something. You got a computer in front of you? Me and Buck sitting here looking like,
I haven't done anything wrong.
Here we go. Remember the 5th of November.
4th of July.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes.
There's crackers on the 4th of July.
Everyone
Thank
knows.
Thank you, Swatson. Everyone knows you have crackers.
Everyone
on
knows
the July
that Guy Fawkes is the 5th of November, but we've got 5 minutes and a couple of belly laughs out of talking about it. So well done.
If crackers don't go off on the 4th of July, I'll go E. Stuart's in Mernda. Go, Stu.
There you go.
Good.
Get away. That's good, mate. Wispy Watson won the Greyhound yesterday, just thought I'd let you know.
God, do you have a couple of shekels on him?
Mate, I missed out, mate. I had a few. No, I wish I missed it.
But did you? What price was he?
$7.
$7. Where was the Greyhounds at?
Well, I was in Melbourne somewhere, Victoria, so Ballarat or Bendigo or something like that.
What box did you come out of?
Don't know. I just heard it on the radio. Whisby Watson.
There you go. Stu, you're a champ for letting us know, mate. Good
Thanks,
on you.
Mate.
Thanks for that. Yep. Good. Hey, Bruce is in Parkdale. Go, Brucey.
I took my kids to Bali for New Year's Eve. They could buy fireworks off anyone they wanted to, and the whole beach, for as far as you could see, was just fireworks going off all night long.
I know, we're having a laugh about the fireworks and crackers and all that sort of stuff. There's good reason why they got banned here in Australia. There's some horrific stories, but in their best iteration, they were a lot of fun. Hey, make the call, switch to Kogan Mobile, Melbourne Airport parking, nothing beats the 12 buck a day parking. I was out there yesterday, I saw it in action, it was beautiful. And 4D Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. Take a break. Come back. More of your calls. Got a lot of sport to talk about. Nice. It's a nice start to your Monday on Cracker Day,
Monday.
July the 4th.
Unmissable moments for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Now Stringer inside 50, can size this up on the right foot. Jake Stringer's got two in the last quarter.
Parker hurriedly onto the boot. Pine just plucked it out of midair. Pine can finish it!
Hey, great to have you with us on this day, the 4th of July, Independence Day, not Firecracker Day, although there's still a couple of firecrackers go off on the 4th of July. Hey, if you want to talk about what was the biggest win on the weekend, you can get started early because I'm looking at my book. I don't know if 3 hours is going to cut it. How good were the Bombers? You did that game at the MCG.
Yeah, they were amazing. And speaking to one of their staff after the game, they were that disappointed with their first quarter. They thought they were woeful, and they were. But after quarter time, they had the game on their terms. Mm. And even more importantly, when the game was there to be won, they outplayed their opposition in their opposition's one wood, which was contested ball.
Yeah.
And they did it with young blokes. Hobbs went into the middle, had 11 touches as a midfielder. First time he's been in there, really, for a consolidated period of time.
How beautiful is that as a message? You know, when you're battling a bit or struggling or what, go to youth.
Yeah, well, in the second quarter, it was Durham who laid a chase down tackle, mm-hmm. and then Jones, and then Hobbs himself. So the three of them sort of all kicked goals mm-hmm. in the second quarter. The young guys coming to the fore. But at the same time, I've got them in the buck stops. I thought it was pretty amazing.
Woody's in Port Melbourne. G'day, Wood.
Top of the morning, guys. How you doing?
We're going well. Very well. Thank you.
Okay, look, Bucks. Gary, quick correction, and only because it happens to be my birthday, November the 5th, is Guy Fawkes Day, which is Guy Fawkes is an activist who attacked the English Parliament. July the 4th is American Independence Day, 1776 Independence Day. So it was a very memorable for me as a kid, November the 5th, because I'm guessing 5 years of age, onwards, Dad was... We were letting firecrackers off and letting rockets off, and those rockets may have landed in Ashburton or Caulfield, or we lived in East Melbourne, Ashburton, Caulfield, or Chadston, and we don't know whether they set fire to anywhere at the time, but that was our fun every November the 5th.
Good on you, Woody. You'll remember it well. I wish you were producing or on the panel here this morning. I wouldn't have got so confused, unlike our three young blokes out there.
So no, I was the one that wedged down the garden path.
I thought July 4th was Cracker Day. There's still crackers.
It is in America.
And in on November the 5th in England. There you go.
And never here.
Crackers, anymore. Whenever you can get a hold of them. Can you still buy them in Canberra? Because they always used to be the big go whenever you're in Canberra. Not that you ever had many mates that would go to Canberra, but sometimes you had the weird mates who had a weird family who'd take their kids to the Canberra for Christmas for the holidays. Weird. And you go, bring us back a couple of crackers, would you? And then as you got older, don't go to the porn area.
Oh, ease up, mate.
Well, that's what Canberra used to be known for.
Crackers and porn.
Yeah, okay. And politicians.
Well, why would those two particular things that are on the edgy side of... Yeah, but why are they under the nose of the politicians? I can't work that out.
That's a very good point. Did they go there because of the crackers and the porn?
Maybe. And then, so who are we pushing up as our leaders in this country?
Well, every time, be careful what you Google these days on your phone, because some things pop up.
Do they? Well, on the phone?
I don't. Well, you know very well they do.
Google it, mate.
Yeah, just Google it, man. The Mosh Men's online health open line is open for anyone that wants to call this morning. The call of the year is back as well. I tell you, there's a few more chances. The 2022 Toyota Hilux Rogue, that's the car that Bucks drives, tow safely with trailer sway control. You can't get these cars right now, but we will give one away at the end of the year.
Really?
Just for ringing up and saying good day. If you're the best caller. Hey, did you see Darcy Fogarty? See his finger? Is it Fogarty or Fogarty?
No, I'm not. I'm laughing at what his finger looked like.
Wow. So if you didn't see it, he's playing on Saturday night. One of his fingers was at, I'm not exaggerating, right angles. So they're supposed to point up. It was at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
A compound fracture.
It looked like it was going back. Did it actually come out of the skin?
I read this today that Darren Burgess, who's a fitness bloke now at Adelaide, said it was a compound fracture.
Yeah, so compound means the bone actually comes out of the skin, so you got to stitch it back up. It's pretty gruesome, isn't it?
It looks so... But don't you, like, have you ever done it? Did you ever dislocate your finger?
Yeah, a couple of times, but not like that.
Never like that either, but occasionally you go... I remember going up for a mark one day and dropping it, not unusual. And then
you've got little hands, haven't you?
I have, yeah. And just, the ball came in and I grabbed the footy not long after and it felt strange, you know. And I was going to have a shot at goal and I looked down, my fingers sticking out the wrong way. It's
not great vision. You know the thing.
The seventh.
Oh, well done. And then just went back and fixed the finger up after that.
Yeah, I just give it a shake.
Okay, I'm glad you like that.
I amuse myself.
We just assume that our bodies sort of are going to stay in whack all the time. And when something like a finger goes, or we see like Cody Waitman's arm bend the wrong way, like there's things that you do in sport that we see in sport that are just
wouldn't happen in any other walks of life.
And we got to give athletes in contact sports credit for the.
So he came back on, Fogarty. So let's just put that in context. His finger broke at right, it would have dislocated at right angles and the bone poked through the skin, right?
Yeah.
So he runs off the ground. Now, if that's a school teacher, I'm thinking that's probably it. And I don't want to lump school teachers into a category.
Yes, but, you have.
But generally, you'd think that's it for the day for them.
Well, most people would just go, look, I'm not up for this. I'm out.
He goes in. He goes, just bite onto that piece of wood there and they just crank it back into place.
That's me.
I'm
out.
Put some tape on it and go, off you go. Out you go. And he finished the game.
No. And so did Corey Waitman. He just straps it up and
Dad,
just keep going.
If you're a school teacher, I'm not questioning your courage.
They're coming.
That was a stupid.
They're coming for you.
I should never have put a profession on that.
Well, what would you do? Like every now and then, what if you're a chemistry teacher? There might be something blow up in your face.
You
mate.
Might get little watery eyes at some stage.
You might be on a little stage and you're walking, talking to the kids, and then you step off it and you do your ankle.
I thought today was going to be an abuse-free day.